second part of second session of Grand Igloo. Convention at Seward, Alaska.
I have missed only two or three sessions in the past 50 years. I have a number of suggestions I had intended to take up for the session. Brother Pastor President Otto Compton and I have talked over and we are in accord. One thing we believe that an all cash or other assets that may be found should be placed in the hands of the Grand Trustees. All such should be kept in a special account and not expended without authority of the membership in convention assembled. I believe that all records, valuable and historic matter that is available, should be stored and insured against loss by fire or otherwise. As you know, I have here in Igloo 19 a large steel cabinet that I was authorized to purchase years ago when I started to collect old records, publications, pictures, and etc. The steel case went through the Cordova fire, but only a few things were disturbed. But water caused some papers to be discolored, but not destroyed. Should the members decide to collect all historic material and have it stored in one place, I will have Past Grand President to help me sort out all valuable, and we can ship the case where it may be decided to keep together and invoiced with other material of value. I trust that much may be accomplished at this session. Kindly pardon mistakes in this sketch. My eyesight is not so good. I do hope to be with you next year. Trusting that you may be successful in all that is undertaken in peace and harmony, best wishes to all. Signed, Will H. Chase, M.D., Grand Historian, dated October the 13th, 1960, Cordova, Alaska.
You will file the report. Apparently, Otto and Dr. Chase and myself had the same idea as to the preservation of records. And I approach it one way. So I am more than ever in the belief of my suggestion for the proper storing is in order and should be done. Now, Dr. Chase is a grand historian for life. Now, in all probability, he needs a little help in this work. So I have another suggestion now to make. And I would suggest that the incoming Grand President appoint an assistant to the Grand Historian, because it looks like Otto's going to have to do some work. And he should have some authority to do it. Now that would require no change whatsoever in the Constitution, because he's merely an assistant to the Grand Historian, and the incoming President could name it. So there's no difficulty there as far as the constitutional questions involved. So I will put that up to you for your consideration. Now I'd like to report to the Grand Secretary.
Grand Secretary's report. Supplies on hand, October the 10th, 1960. An ample supply of the following: Grand Igloo installation books, auxiliary rituals, igloo rituals, annual report forms, Grand Igloo constitution and bylaws, delegate forms, delegate proxy forms, memorial booklets, veterans cards, life membership cards, transfer cards, clearance cards, members cards, password cards, receipt books, warrant books, revised ritual and eulogy books, treasures receipt books, one metal book cut, one Grand Igloo seal, four old metal cuts, one small Grand Igloo metal cut, 62 Grand Deputy President certificates, ample supply of past Grand President certificates, minute sheets, auxiliary application blanks, Igloo application blanks, about 200 envelopes, 18 file holders, 10 past Grand President's buttons, 20 past auxiliary president pins, 16 past Igloo president buttons, 55 Igloo buttons, 127 auxiliary pins, one altar cloth, three large boxes of Dr. Chase's books, one wooden trunk with lock and key, one two-drawer metal file, one secretary's business ledger, one typewriter, a collection of obsolete forms, signed Theo McKenna, Grand Secretary, and with signature of James N. Jorgensen, Grand Vice President. That is the supplies.
Well, another ticket, a little further rest in the chair. I'll call upon the Grand Recorder so I can sit down while she's talking.
Inventory on hand, 47 Grand Igloo badges, and we will be getting one more, we'll make 48. Three member badges without ribbons, 8 red ribbons, 1 roster book, 1 typewriter with carrying case, 4 double metal card files with old 4x6 cards, 1 4-drawer metal file for the application, 1 charter from Candle, 1 charter from Bethel, several Grand Igloo reports, 7 Juno Igloo and Auxiliary membership books, part of package of carbon paper and second sheets, approximately 1,400 4x6 cards for these histories, 1 box Igloo number 13 canon of supplies received from Rod Nikovich, June 23rd, 1960, when the Igloo folded up after 44 years, the 4 remaining members transferred to Igloo 4 Fairbanks. I received 217 Igloo applications and 126 auxiliary applications. Now, the most of these are new members since last convention. I believe there's only maybe about 8 or 10 total of applications that were missing to make the records, bring the records up. I made 1,052 cards where there is no application. Now all the information is what we had on the annual report. Some cases it's where the man or the lady joined the Igloo or auxiliary, where they were transferred, or when they were deceased, and there is absolutely no application, no other history And those cards cost $4 and a quarter a thousand, and Tom $40 to buy 1,000 sheets from the Grand Secretary, so I figured it was cheaper to put it on the card. Expenses, a typewriter was $123.37, one metal file, $14.50, 12 file guides, $2.65, one file guide, $3.28, and 3,000 4x6 sheets for $12. I think that bill came to $36 and something, and Cliff Berglund gave a 10% discount, being pioneers. And then with the tax, the total bill for that was $30.60. And our typewriter, it started out as a $146 machine, but he gave us 10% off for being pioneers, additional 5% off because he belongs to Eagle Corps, and then he gave us $5 off on our 20-year-plus machine when he added the city tax where our typewriter was $123.37. So it pays to deal with pioneers. I received an advance on my trip to Nome of $125, and I returned the money order for $8.45 to the Grand Treasurer. There were three badges that had to be repaired, so I took them to Mr. Harry Adcox Jewelers in Fairbanks, and he fixed them free of charge. I thought this year I would be able to report I had everything all caught up, but just a few days before we left, I got 22 applications from Wrangell, and the complete list of members that they got their charter in 1921, and I haven't had a chance to double check those. But out of that, there will have to be 150 cards made with no other information other than they at one time or other belong or still belong to Wrangell. And Juno, Igloo, and Auxiliary were top men on the total poll for new members this past year. Signed by Jim Jones.
Thank you very much, Linda. Now, if I need a new typewriter in the office, you can make that same kind of a deal. You've done very well on that. We have, since yesterday, the enjoyment of having delegates from Nana and Valdez support here, and they will be listed as delegates on the roll call of delegates at, this afternoon before, or this morning, I'll get to it. But Charlie Jones wished to take the microphone for a brief moment, and we have plenty of time, so if I don't get down to the roll call of delegates, well, all right, so Charlie,
will you come
forward?
And
Nana have signed in, so
they are
duly registered.
Then they'll appear on the roll.
Acquaintance among you all, and it's certainly been a wonderful thing in my life.
to meet people that have the same ideas and work in the same way that I do. That want to play square with a common man and know that they respect you or you respect them. I thank you very much, and my heart goes out to you. 9 years, whatever that means.
Brother Jones, that resolution?
The resolution was about the making of 15 years for admission to the home. Well, we discussed the matter very thoroughly. Then we had people that know the law with us, and the consensus of opinion was that it was a matter that rested entirely with the operating force of the territory, the governor, the legislature, and the board of control, but trustees of the home. That they had it within their power, the trustees had it within their power to regulate that. We thought, I know that I'm only expressing my own personal opinion, that I think that a pioneer that is up against it in 5 years who has really been and lived in Alaska that time, that he shouldn't be deprived of the privilege of going to the home. But these people that come here and stay 3 or 4 months and then go outside and keep doing that for 5 or 6 years, I don't think that they should be allowed to call that living 5 years in Alaska. To me, continue. But I've lived 61 years in Alaska, I've known. And I've lived there. The only one I've gone out is because I'm there. And I think that I know among our membership there that it's pretty much the same way. And as Jeff Dorr talking about the young people that kept carrying on, that's the fact. The reason that we kept the line the years to be raised to become 5 years was the fact that the old village is going to die off. And somewhere or other, we've got to keep the thing alive. And that's the way you got to do it, is to come along, those that come on. My son and my daughters. My daughters belong to the auxiliary, and my son, he's a pioneer. And his wife now is an auxiliary. They both transferred from Nome up to Fairbanks because he's living there now. And it was not to make any reflection on the ones that introduced this resolution. We know how deeply they feel about it, but that we felt that it was a matter that belonged to the executive department of the government.
Thank you, Charlie.
Grand President Lester Gore.
Present.
Grand First Vice President Carl Lockspell.
Here.
Grand Second Vice President James M. Jorgensen.
Present.
Grand Chaplain Ed Sweeney. Grand Treasurer Walter B. Heisel. Grand Secretary Theo McKenna.
Present.
Grand Recorder Linda Schaefer. Grand Historian Acting George Parks.
Here.
Grand Sergeant Grimes, Captain Joseph Bernard. Grand Trustees, 1 year, Isaac Woodman. Absent. 1 year, Saul Urey.
Here.
2 years, Axel Edmond.
Absent.
2 years, Robert Korn.
Here.
3 years, Howard Staber.
Absent.
3 years, Max McGilvery.
Here.
Igloo number one, Nome, President Luther Dunbar.
Absent.
Delegate at large, Axel Edmond. Luther Dunbar. Thomas Martin. Mike Walsh. Charles B. Jones. Auxiliary number one, President Charlotte Hungerford.
Absent.
Delegate at large, Grace Edmond.
Absent.
Delegate Joe Boyd. Igloo number four of Fairbanks, President Paul Graham.
Present.
Delegate at large, Sig Ward. Stanley Olszewski. Art Herring. Jack Brooks.
Present.
James Crawford. Frank Young Sr. Frank Chapados. Frank Young, or Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Robert E. Sheldon.
Watson.
Ole Scarbo. Yeah. George Vajanich.
Yeah.
Andy Wicken.
Yeah.
Frank Young Jr. Chuck Hoyt.
Absent.
Robert Steele. Yeah. Clarence J. Wooster.
Coxie Graham.
Dave Adler. Harry Hughes.
Here.
Jack Crook.
Here.
William Cashin.
Here.
Henry Brockman.
Here.
Auxiliary number eight, Fairbanks. President Mary Scott. Delegate at large, Aldous Steger.
Here.
Ruth Barrett.
Here.
Audrey Loftus.
Here.
Olive Mae Jones.
Here.
Thelma Herring.
Here.
Andy Sheldon. Anna McRae.
Here.
Dorothy Reedy.
Here.
Linda Hassel.
Here.
Mary Long.
Here.
Igloo number six, Juno. President J.W. Leavers.
Here.
Delegate at large, J.W. Leavers.
Here.
William Johnson.
Here.
Thomas B. Cashin.
Proxy.
Ed C. Sweeney, Emma Cothello, Phil Holdsworth, Charles W. Conger, Hans Berg, William Meany, Harold Brown, Trevor Davis, George Parks, Henry Green, Charles Porter. Auxiliary number six, Hazel Mantilla.
Absent.
Delegate at large, Dora Sweeney.
Here.
Ruth Blake.
Here.
Francis Brown. Dale DeArm.
Here.
Mandis Berg.
Here.
Alice Johnson.
Here.
Betty Kendler. Mamie Jensen. Mamie Jensen. Mildred Myler. Bertha Osborne. Esther Cole. Elizabeth Warwick. Igloo number five, Ruby, absent. Igloo number seven, Valdez. John Gilson Jr.
Here.
William Critch.
Rocky.
Igloo number 9, Seward. President Seward Shea.
Here.
Delegate at large, Thor Oswald.
Yes.
Herman Lear.
Here.
Russell Painter.
This jury is alternate.
Still asking.
Auxiliary number 9, Seward. President Francis Jones.
Here.
Delegate at large, William O. Lynn.
Here.
Barbara Shea.
Here.
Igloo number 10, Flat. Absent. Igloo number 13, Cananaw. Transferred to Fairbanks, Igloo 4. Igloo 15, Anchorage. President Carl Lotsfeld. Delegate at large, E.A. Ranica.
Here.
Frank Shellhorn.
Here.
Bert Winnerstrom.
Here.
Bob Reed.
Here.
James L. Johnson.
Proxy.
Bob Johnson.
Here.
Emery Kunkel. Bob Hansen.
Here.
Bill Stokes.
Here.
Ivor Amber Amundson. Oscar Anderson.
Here.
And Fred Nelson.
Here.
Auxiliary number 4 of Anchorage. President Francis Lawley.
Here.
Delegate at large, Joe Porter.
Here.
Lois Patterson.
Here.
Elizabeth Bliss.
Here.
Clara McCutcheon.
Here.
Salma Smith.
Here.
Janice Reed.
Here.
Vera Nelson.
Here.
Aileen Strutz. Igloo number 16, Ketchikan. President Mickey Meath.
Action.
Delegate at large, Robert Gore. Sam Young. Max McGilvery.
Here.
Carl Erickson.
Here.
Jack Close. Roy Hewitt.
Here.
Charles Whipple. W.C. Arnold.
Here.
Harold Thompson.
Here.
Nelson Brown. Alternates Joe Diamond.
Here.
Jay Snodgrass.
Here.
President, auxiliary number 7 to Ketchikan. President Mary Ferry.
Yes.
Delegate at large, Margaret Collins.
Here.
Mary Ferry.
Yes.
Ann Evans.
Here.
Irene McGilvery.
Here.
Sydney Nelson.
Here.
Lila Rich.
Here.
Marie Gunderson. Elizabeth Oaksmith.
Here.
Igloo 17, Edneen Anna. Philip Argyle. Absent. Delegate at a large, Jack Cahill.
Here.
19, Cordova. President Jerry Cochran.
Here.
Delegate at large, John Lefebvre. Walter Wolf,
yeah.
Herman K.O., Don Shellhorn, yeah. Richard Davis,
yeah.
Norman Swanson.
Yeah.
Auxiliary number 5, Cordova, President Betty Cochran.
Yeah.
Delegate at large, Pearl Lefebvre. Yeah. Grace Durant, Norma Banta. Igloo 21 of Wrangell, absent. Igloo 22 of Sitka, absent. Igloo 26 of Petersburg, Igloo 26 of Petersburg, absent. Auxiliary 10 of Petersburg, absent. Your roll has been called.
Thank you, Phil. Now in the program, you'll notice that 6 p.m. is a cocktail party at the Seward Health Club, and on your ticket, it says 7 p.m. Now Sully tells me that it doesn't make any difference. You want to get there at 6, it's all right. There's somebody there. But you see, that 6 is for the early birds, And I'm reminded of the fellow working in logging camp back in Minnesota. Dan and Adrian have been out there all year, came to town, and went to one of the saloons, wanted to get that bottle of whiskey. The saloon keeper wanted to know what kind. Well, he says a good kind. Well, he said, have a little pro. Now, he says, I'm going to a dance tonight, and I don't want to fly, I just want to hop around. Those of you who are sick, you see, wouldn't want to hop around anymore.
Skits are to be on at 9 o'clock.
At 9?
Oh, you're going to have the skits at, that'll start at 9.
And then
the grand ball we have to do with skits. Well, I'll be fine with my visit drawers and she has to borrow my pants. Are the members of the auditing committee here? Bill Lever?
Yeah.
Will you come forward, Bill?
I'd like to say that the auditing committee got together this morning and did the actual audit of the books, and then two of them came over here to participate in the labors there while I stayed behind and wrote this up. So the books have not been signed yet, but will be. To the Grand Igloo Pioneers of Alaska, we are committee appointed to audit the books of the Secretary and Treasurer. Beg leave to report that we have audited the books and find that other than a few inadvertent errors in bookkeeping, the books of both officers are correct and reflect a balance on hand in the checking account of $1,817.74 as against $1,644.03 a year ago. We find the total worth of the igloo to be $10,342.96. As soon as I have had the other two members sign this, I will actually turn it into them.
Very well.
While I'm here, I would like to call attention to the fact that Delegate Emo Botello having reported this morning that will change number 6's total votes. One more.
He did check in, but there was on the roll call, one was absent.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, I'll call for the report of the nominating committee.
You have the report.
Should I read it tonight?
He has a copy.
Yeah. Well, I tell you.
You
were right up here. And, Yes, sir. Give the old rat.
We wish to report the men he met last evening, and we have all the names of the stations assigned. The Grand Historian is a permanent position. Past Grand President, Lester Orgor of Ketchikan. Grand President, Carl Lotzfeldt of Anchorage. First Grand Vice President, James Jorgensen of Fairbanks. Second Grand Vice President, Ed Sweeney of Juneau. Grand Chaplain, Sal J. Urey of Seward. Grand Secretary, Theo McKinnon of Fairbanks. Grand Treasurer, Tom Cashin of Juneau. Grand Historian, Dr. Will H. Chase of Cordova. Grand Recorder, Linda Schaefer of Fairbanks. Grand Sergeant at Arms, Sam Young of Ketchikan. Grand Trustee for 3 years, Frank Young of Fairbanks. Grand Trustee, 3 years, W.F. Shellhorn of Anchorage. Grand Trustee, 2 years, Howard Stabler of Juneau. Grand Trustee for 2 years, Max McGilvery of Ketchikan. Grand Trustee, 1 year, Robert Horn of Cordova. Grand Trustee, 1 year, Axel Edmund of Noah. The same, Hans Berg, George Janich of Fairbanks, William Cashin of Fairbanks, Grace Durant of Cordova, Marie Ferry of Ketchikan, Seward Shea of Seward, Bert Winston, Chairman.
Give me that one that's signed,
Or both of them.
Well, you see, these are...
It's all, both of them are signed.
Yeah, but you see, they're elected for...
3 years.
3 year term last year.
No, these are the new ones coming up here. These
the two,
yeah,
two top ones.
We have Grand Trustees.
Yeah, but he just read them because they... He just reread them so as to let the people know who, what years they were.
Yes.
Well, they were elected last year, but these two first ones are the
new ones.
Are the new ones.
Yeah. These 3 years.
Yeah. The committee is making its report. Copy the name of the trustees who still have years to serve, one or two years to serve. They will not be voted upon. They merely do that to show you who the other trustees are. So you only be elected two trustees. And they'll be elected for a 3 year term.
Frank Young Senior.
How's that?
Frank Young Senior as the Grand Trustee for 3 years.
Yeah, Sam's got a boy too, Frank. We're all coming along. Are there any nominations from the floor for any of the office? Or do you wish to hold that off over until this afternoon? If you do not, you might as well call for an election and finish up our business. But I'm... Brother Jones?
Grand President members, as the Grand Secretary in office and I'm up for re-election, I cannot cast the unanimous ballot. Somebody else will have to do that.
Bobby, here's the front table, so you come up here and take the grand secretary's spot for a minute. Get up and get to work.
We want me to.
Oh, just move over there where she is. She can keep her seat. You just stand. Now, there's a motion to be made and seconded. And since there's one nominee only for each office, that the nomination be closed and the secretary be instructed to pass the unanimous ballot for the names of the officers as submitted by the nominating committee. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor, vote by the usual sign, raise the right hand. Any opposition? The motion's carried. So ordered. Bob, cast the vote.
I cast the unanimous ballot for the candidate as recommended by the nominating committee, and I hereby cast my ballot.
You want to read them off?
Okay.
You're casting the ballot for whom?
I'm casting the unanimous ballot now for past Grand President Lester O'Gore, Ketchikan, Grand President Carl Oxfeldt from Anchorage, First Grand Vice President Jim Jorgensen, Fairbanks, Second Grand Vice President Ed Sweeney, Juneau, Grand Chaplain Paul J. Urey, Seward. Grand Secretary Theo McKenna, Fairbanks. Grand Treasurer Tom Cashin, Juneau. Grand Historian Dr. Will B. Chase, Cordova. Grand Sergeant at Arms Sam Young, Ketchikan. Senior trustee.
3-year trustee, Frank.
Oh, just a minute here.
Frank P. Young,
where's
senior.
Where's the grand? Hold on.
Where did you mention
it?
Grand Recorder of Linda Schaefer, Fairbanks. Grand Sergeant of Arms, Sam Young, Ketchikan. Grand Trustee for 3 years, Frank Young, senior, from Fairbanks. Grand Trustee for 3 years, W.F. Kellar, Anchorage.
The rest of them, but...
The others remain as they were.
Secretary Pro Tem announces that the vote has been cast. So by your vote, you've elected the officers, the person's name as the officer. Now, since you've elected me, well, you're in as
chaplain, grand chaplain.
Grand chaplain, and he's now a trustee?
Yeah, he's one-year trustee. He goes out of office. This year.
Oh, he goes out of office this year, so there's no conflict.
No.
So, we've done enough work, and then we'll force two officers on him. I just want to check. Well, you see, our record's in good shape. Now, it's 11:15, and we're probably going to want to move around a little. So I'm going to call for a recess until 2:00, and then I'll request the report of the Resolutions Committee. Now, any additional resolutions which should be presented, they must be presented by 2:00 this afternoon, so they could be acted upon on our session at 2:00. Sunday afternoon.
Charlie.
pick up any other business. I'm thinking about the accepting the invitations for the next convention. It won't take us over a couple of minutes. You want to do it now?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Theo, you have invitations from Anchorage and Texas. Bobby, you can wait.
You want them read again?
No, I don't want them read again.
Take the
mic.
Mr. Grand President, brothers and sisters, I'm Bob Gore, Vice President, Kick Canning, with number 16, and Delegate at Large for this convention. And on behalf of Kick Canning, number 16, Auxiliary number 7, we wish to withdraw our invitation to host the 45th Grand Convention in favor of Anchorage Igloo and Auxiliary's invitation to the convention. And in the absence of any other invitations, I would like to make a motion that the Secretary be instructed to cast a unanimous ballot to accept the invitation of the Anchorage Igloo and Auxiliary.